This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Joe Pate, organizer of the Seven Feathers Sportsman and Outdoor Recreation Show. And it's still going online. Joe, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kyle. How is it going this morning?
We're doing all right. So you had your first run through, took a break, and you're back online. How's it going? How's the response?
Well, the response has been very good. You know, not as great as the first weekend, but of course, you know, we couldn't expect it to be. But the idea was that, you know, we do the shows, we've always tried to unite our exhibitors and their messages and our sponsors and their messages with the general outdoor recreationally oriented public. And this is no different. The difference, of course, is we couldn't have the excitement and the panache, if you will, of the Sportsman Show live and people hobnobbing around and having a beer and enjoying themselves. We missed that terribly. No one more than I.
Well, explain how you reformatted things and been doing it online this year.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of good compliments on the show itself, the professional presentation and all. But honestly, you can't replace a live show. We know that. But we do, and through our message, we encourage people to get outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. And the response to that, not because of the shows, of course, but the interest in outdoor recreation has just skyrocketed. And the boating, RVing, ATVing, hiking, biking, and so on, all of the things that we demonstrated the shows. And so we feel, too, that we've always had an obligation to ask the public to appreciate the outdoors responsibly and safely. And so our seminars turned out to be a big hit here with the virtual shows this year. And so what we did for the encore version, if you will, is we changed up some of the seminars. We brought some new seminars in, all related to fishing, hunting, and safety in the outdoors, crossing the bar or paddlecraft safety, hypothermia, basic navigation, clothing choices, gun safety for kids. So we tried to make it a little fresh on this second run, and so far the response has been very good. And also, anybody that goes to the show can simply sign up for a year subscription to Northwest Sportsman's Magazine, which has a lot of the latest fishing and hunting activities that are going on. All the hot topics are covered every month in their magazine. So it's free. All you have to do is sign up.
And obviously, one of the benefits, in spite of, you know, the drawbacks to not having the live show, one of the benefits, though, is you've got this captured. People can take a look at it 24 hours a day on their schedule.
Right. You know, again, it's a new world. I mean, the online angles are certainly coming, but I lament the fact they'll never replace a show. I seem to lead with that. But honestly, yes, there are several advantages. And in fact, we may continue the virtual aspects with the seminars and other things because in the past, timing has always been difficult. I had no idea that the interest was so great in the seminars, to be honest with you, until we put them online.
Yeah, it's a very good opportunity for people to see a lot of things. I took a look at it the first go-around when things were on, and you've really got up there a lot of different organizations, a lot of different companies from all over the region, a lot of opportunities to connect with people that can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the other thing is that you mentioned advantages. It's free. I mean, it's free. You can go there and look at it on free. You can gain these seminars for free, get the subscription for free. And that's all due to the efforts of the sponsors. You know, when you talk about Seven Feathers and Bi-Mart and all the others, we really appreciate their support this year and a difficult and challenging year in a new and experimental format that seems to have borne some fruit.
So for people who want to connect with it, explain how they do it.
Well, in the sense that you simply go to exposureshows.com and click on the show. And from there, it's a starburst there. You click on the starburst and you're in the show. And you can sign up for the grand prize, which is a trip to either Alaska, Point Baker, Alaska, Point Baker Lodge, or a fishing adventure at La Paz, Mexico with Baja Pirates. So that's just for starters. There's all kinds of other you can win a Polaris ATV by signing up for the Seven Feathers program. You can win a Gold Beach fishing getaway. Again, signing up for the Northwest Sportsman or California Sportsman magazine. You win a winch to go from Clint Newell and a case of specially canned tuna from Fitzpatrick's, which is really the rave. So there's all kinds of different things you can do. You can sign up to win a $5,000 deal from U.S. Cellular as well. So, and throughout, many of the exhibitors have their own types of offerings and special deals, so you can click on and actually visit their site. Keep in mind, every boat deal within 100 miles, RVs, ATVs, all these guys are out there, and all the businesses are out there presenting themselves, and their message is clear. Give us a call, stop down, check us out online, and let's keep the outdoor interest going.
And how long will this show be on its encore presentation online?
We're in the last week. The 24th is tomorrow, so the 31st is the end of the show, and thereafter we'll put this puppy to bed.
All right, exposureshows.com for the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show link. Joe Pate, Joe, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thanks for having me, and thanks for your support. Sure appreciate it.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.